Good afternoon, and just wanted to welcome everybody back here to Atlanta Motor Speedway as we get ready for the Ambetter Health 400. We are now joined by 14-time Monster Jam World Finals champion and an Atlanta Motor Speedway Monster Jam champion. It's the legendary driver of Max D, Tom Mentz. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, great to be here. Awesome.
Atlanta Motor Speedway is best known for NASCAR action like we're seeing this weekend, but in just a few short weeks here, it will transform into Monster Jam's largest course. Can you talk about what makes the course here at Atlanta unique?
It is unique. The coolest part about it is the length of this track, you know, for Monster Jam. It's unlike anything we do. It gives the trucks a lot of speed, 1,800-foot long performance course. It's a lot of fun for the fans, a lot of fun for families, and really a lot of fun for the drivers. You know, the unique part about this track is the obstacles are huge when you build them out here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. For Monster Jam to come to such a first-class venue as Atlanta Motor Speedway and be able to showcase what we do to the world, we love that. And the neat part about having that track so long is you have two trucks lined up, 12-foot tall, 12-foot wide, 1,500 horsepower, racing at one another on an 1,800-foot long course. What a unique, fun event.
So how does Monster Jam compare to the NASCAR action we're about to see today? Obviously, cars going fast, but those trucks go pretty fast as well.
They do. You know, you wouldn't believe that. You know, in the original days, monster trucks were more like steamrollers, where they rolled over obstacles slow and cumbersome. Now they're a lot more like a fighter jet airplane. They're highly skilled. They're engineered. Every part about them has a lot of control. When you have a 700-pound tire, 5.5 feet tall, and the truck has 1,500 horsepower, 12-foot wide, the beasts are amazing. And to see them go 40-foot high on a track like is out here, the landing is, you know, it's a ridiculous amount of ability for the driver to control the truck and the truck to be engineered to take the beating.
What can fans who haven't experienced Monster Jam in the past here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, what can they expect when the series returns here to Atlanta in April?
Well, they can expect a lot of family fun. You know, Monster Jam is very open to the public. Our goal is to make sure that every fan has the ability to get up close, touch the trucks in pit parties, touch the drivers, get autographs. You know, very family-oriented, a lot of fun for fans. But, you know, the cool part about it is I believe every fan up there in the stands imagines driving a Monster Jam truck, what they would do out there on that course, using the front steering and the rear steering both for a lot of maneuverability in such a big machine, and the engineering factors that go into these machines, you know, electronic fuel injection, you know, so many cool things. Monster Jam trucks are really unique. They provide a lot of fun for our fans, and the cool part about it is they're exciting because, man, when you see a Monster Jam truck that's 12,000 pounds, 40 foot off the ground, you're going to be amazed.
Yeah, for sure. We'd like to open the floor up to questions. If anybody has them, we can get a microphone out to you and give you an opportunity to ask Tom Mentz any questions that they may have. Tom, while we get some folks teed up here, Monster Jam events consist of racing, skill, and freestyle. What is your favorite event and why?
Well, every one of them is cool, you know. It's a lot of fun. Racing, you know, you're racing head-to-head against another Monster Jam truck. That's pretty cool. And now we brought on skills challenges where every driver is doing their best job out there to do a skill on two wheels. Maybe it's on the sidewalls doing a bicycle. Maybe it's on the front two tires only, balancing that huge machine, or maybe even on the rear. Skills challenges have came a long way. Drivers compete against one another for a fan score. We see who can be the leader of that. But I certainly, all the fans, and my favorite part of it is freestyle. That's when you have 2 minutes to go out there and go up and down this 1,800-foot long course, hit the biggest jumps, do everything you can to make sure the fans have the best time they can. Most importantly, you'll even get to see one do a backflip.
That's awesome. We'll come down front to Jerry Jordan with a question.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. Tom, talk about the driving aspect of this, because obviously, you know, people don't understand what it takes to maneuver and to get around a course in a lot of senses. It's not like what we do here with stock cars. So how do you perfect that, and where do you practice that, things of that nature?
Well, it's funny you ask that. I mean, I've been working at Monster Jam University. I'm the professor. I've been teaching drivers for 10 years. And the cool part about that is you get the opportunity to work on a track, on a regular track. We use video. We use classroom studies. We use every part of that to make drivers better. And, you know, and that's really brought this sport to a new level and got everybody competing at the same level. And it's really cool to see that. It's really cool to see that drivers now, when they get their first event, they're at about a 3 or 4 year level from the way as it used to be. To be able to take, you know, knowledge of somebody who's been doing it for over 31 years and instill that in the youth with their experience of quickness and all the great things they do, to see Monster Jam come up to a big level and stay very high at performance, that's all because of Monster Jam's investment in Monster Jam University. Yeah, that's correct. You know, give them the real world experience before they ever go to an event. Train them to be, you know, so many things. Entertainment, so much fun for fans, and certainly a safety aspect.
We'll go right over here, and then there's one back by the camera back there.
Max Corcoran, Race Face Digital. So, Tom, last week we saw the president pace the field with his motorcade. Did you or Atlanta Motor Speedway, either of you, inquire about you possibly pacing the field with your monster truck this afternoon?
Yeah. Now, that would be awesome, you know, to have that opportunity or go out there and spin a cyclone donut on this beautiful field. That would be great, you know. You know, it certainly is an honor for us to be here at Atlanta Motor Speedway and to Monster Jam to be competing here. You know, bringing the best trucks here, Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, Digatron, so many great women and men coming out here to perform. And, you know, that's what's cool about Monster Jam. It's not only available for men, it's available for women. We have women that are just as competitive, just as tough, and do win championships and do win events. That's really neat for me, and to have the great opportunity to work for so many young people and to see them come out here and do a perfect job. I love it.
So we'll be able to get those donuts and pacing the field April 12th and 13th here at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Yes, two big dates this year, and, you know, a pit party before each of them. You can get come up close, meet your favorite drivers, see your favorite trucks, get a picture. You have a good 3 hours of time to do that, and I guarantee you, you know, everybody's going to run and rock the socks, because this has always been the event where the extreme air, the extreme air of the year, is usually showcased here at this event, because there's a lot of room out here to maneuver.
We'll go to the back.
Yeah, thank you. Roy Akers, Skyview Sports. Atlanta Motor Speedway has a kind of a world class promotional crew at the track. How have you seen them be able to promote your sport to get more families and people in the seats? Is there anything in particular that you guys have really been pleased with?
Oh, you know, every part of it, you know, just getting families involved, the young kids, you know, all the Spin Master toys, getting those Spin Master toys and kids is, you know, in their hands. And, you know, every part of Monster Jam is so cool. I mean, the neat thing for me to be doing it for over 30 years is my favorite thing is the fans, the young fans. Some of those young fans are 85 years old, you know. Everybody comes, they bring the little bitty fans. And mom and dad always want to come, and the grandparents do too. Every part of it is family oriented, and it is definitely a lot of fun.
Tom, you're a 14-time Monster Jam World Finals champion. Talk about what your favorite championship has been.
And I don't know. You know, honestly, you know, when you look at the history of Monster Jam, and, you know, it had humble beginnings, just like NASCAR, you know, it's over the years, you know, it really was one of my favorite was my first World Finals win. But at that time, it really didn't mean that much to you because you didn't know if there would be a World Finals 2. But, you know, all these years later, and to see how it's evolved, and this year it's going to be in Salt Lake City, you know, just every part of that is cool to see the evolution. You know, to be a young kid and just seeing a monster truck for the first time driving over a car was one thing. To be able to take my name and, you know, grind it into this amazing sport, win 14 world championship titles, that's been just rewarding as it all get out.
Well, hopefully you can sort of start the way here in Atlanta, April 12th and 13th, right here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Tickets available on our website, atlantamotorspeedway.com. Tom, thank you for joining us here in the Media Center, and good luck in a couple weeks, and hope to see everybody out at it.
Yes, I really appreciate that, and can't wait to see everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.